shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians, called to a higher level of understanding, will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening, this is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard tonight over shortwave radio station WWCR, 4.840 megahertz and 3.215 megahertz as transmitter 3 and transmitter 1, and also shortwave radio station WBCQ, 7.490 megahertz. And both of those stations have internet links if you'd like to listen on the internet. And you can go directly to our radio page. Go to kingidentity.com, go to the radio page, and you'll see links for both of those stations, or you'll see a link to listen live from our broadcast site there. If you'd like to participate in the program tonight, you can call directly, toll-free, at 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE, 877-924-7722. Satan, his children, and the dupe proselytes of our own race have for centuries been using a wide variety of techniques and organizations to destroy the law and precepts of Yahweh our God in their demonic quest to rule the earth. One of the organizations part of this conspiracy is Freemasonry, with its vast connections, lodge systems, secret rituals. Few people in the general public are aware of the extent of its influence and demonic purpose. Nor, for that matter, do they understand our purpose in being here as sons of God fighting for His kingdom rule. To better understand this subject and relate it matters, my guest tonight is a knowledgeable man who has studied these and other topics and is active in ministering to our people. I'd like to welcome back to the broadcast Mr. David James.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Mike. Thank you for having me on again. And we're here. We're going to talk about Freemasonry, which is something that I've been teaching lately. I've been teaching out of Fritz Springmeier's book called The Watchtower and the Masons. And the learning curve in this, it was amazing to find out just how much these two organizations have in common. And Charles Taze Russell, who is the progenitor of this so-called the Jehovah Witnesses, he was very Masonic. He had Egypt signs on his books and all kinds of things. And his jargon was the same as Freemasonry. He called the Christian, his Christian order, the Order of Melchizedek, and it's amazing what he twisted the words and used the jargon of the scriptures to make his own religion. And so, studying the Watchtower and the Masons organization it's akin to I would call it the Devil's Church. It's the imitation of the Christian Church. It is Antichrist, like Judaism is Antichrist. It stems from the Kabbalah, and it was revived in Babylon. And that's the mystery about Babylon. The mystery of Babylon is comprised of many different sects. So there are those that want to say mystery of Babylon is just the Catholic Church, and that is a Babylonian institution. It is not Christianity whatsoever, and it is a meld the priesthood of paganism and elements of Christianity, you know, sprinkled in with it. So it is not a Christian religion whatsoever. And the Pope went on the air, I believe it was 213 or 214, and they did a ritual where they sang in Latin, claiming that Lucifer is God and that his son is Jesus Christ. It's just absolutely insane. And this was done by this current Pope. Freemasonry is always...
It doesn't surprise me that Pope is bad in all areas. He's a socialist and he promotes, well, I've been told, pedophilia and so on.
Yes, he has done the rite of the ninth circle, which has to do with, I don't want to get too graphic about it, but it has to do with the same things that Jews... This fella is Jewish, by the way. And he... The rite of the ninth circle is a type of a thing where they rape a child. I'm not going to go into the whole thing. And then they kill the child, drink the blood, and eat the flesh. And you people may say, oh, no, that can't be. But you see, this is the world we're living in. This is the type of thing. They believe if they drink, the Jews believe that if they drink the blood, that they will, you see, there's life force in the Adamic people's blood. It's not in the other people's blood at all. There was a book, speaking of Freemasonry, called The Serpent. It's about the serpent. It's by B.F. Jackson, The Mystery of the Serpent, it's called. And in that book, it talks about how the Jews are spiritually, they're born spiritually dead from the womb, and that their purpose is to corrupt man and corrupt him utterly. This is what the Jews do, and they do not have, in this book, it talks about how there's no life force in the bone marrow or the blood of these Jews. So they have to race mix. They're trying to pretend that they're us, the Israelites, the true Israelites of the Bible. But the problem is they're saying that they don't mix, race mix, but every time you turn around and you see somebody, one of these Jews, they're race mixed with another. It's all races of the world they race mix with, and they have to race mix. So B.F. Jackson was killed, him and his family, for writing this series of books, The Mystery of the Serpent, The Mystery of Satan and the Devil, and then it was supposed to be 5 books. And, you know, of course, some of them have disappeared. So Masonry is a very deceptive thing. These Masons, when you see Brexit going on and you see people marching in the streets, some of these people you're seeing are Freemasons. All the major revolutions of the world, Freemasonry has participated in. So when you see Antifa in America, I'm sure that there's some Freemasons within that. They are... It's controlled, the whole thing is the Kabbalah. Freemasonry, Albert Pike has admitted, is the Kabbalah, as well as the Jews teach the Kabbalah. And this all stems from Babylon. So that's what I was talking about, the mystery of Babylon, is that the Freemasonry used to fight against the Catholic Church with the Hegelian dialectic, you know, and then as these two opposing forces fight, there's a synthesis of the two. Now there's a lot of people in the Catholic clergy that are Freemasons. And so Freemasonry was in Egypt, and then when Nimrod was trying to establish the New World Order there, when they were shooting arrows up at Yahweh to try to kill him from the top of the tower, if you remember that, his wife, Semiramis, which you could say that woman in the harbor with the rays of the sun coming out of her, you know, the Statue of Liberty, which isn't the liberty of the father, it's the liberty of Freemasonry. It came from the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. That's when the mystery religions were reestablished, during the time of Nimrod and Semiramis. And so, what happened there is that was, it established Freemasonry once again, which Freemasonry is also known as the mystery religions. Freemasonry is a religion. But if you say that to Freemasons, they'll say, oh no, Freemasonry is not a religion. But it is a religion because they worship at the temple of Freemasonry. And the funny thing about it is it is both a religion and a science. And it, the reason why it's a science as well is because its predecessor, which was Rosicrucianism, they were the scientists of those days. And when you read the Rosicrucian books, it talks about soul science. And soul science is bringing man to perfection, man becoming God. And this was the promise from the garden. So you've seen, if you've seen Freemasons and you've seen them wearing aprons, it is a testimony that they have eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And they've covered their genitals just as Adam and Eve did with lambskins. So this promise in the garden was that you could become as gods, knowing good and evil. The problem with Adam and Eve, or the problem with Eve, is she didn't know that she already had the attributes of God, that she already had eternal life. She had the light of Yahweh upon her. She could walk with the Father in the garden with her husband, and so on and so forth. So just as the Jews do today, they're the offspring of this devil, they promise us things we already have, and we fall for it, like they promise us peace. But we already had peace without them. But, you know, this is the way it always is. So this promise of man becoming God is all part to do with Freemasonry. In Freemasonry, they call it intellect, which, if you remember the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, when man evolved from apes, which is false anyway, right? But what had happened was man was all afraid and he didn't know how to make a fire and all that in the beginning of this movie. And finally this monolith came. And when man touched the monolith, that's when he received intellect from, of course, Lucifer. Later in the sequel to this movie, there's two suns, another sun born in the sky, which is Lucifer. And I explained all this a long time ago in a show called, on Saxon's Creed, called The Box, the Cube, and the Monolith. I've done many shows on Freemasonry, and these are the types of things that go on. So intellect is the promise. It's the copy of wisdom and knowledge that the Father gives us. And
let me ask you, let me ask you a question here. There's different people who have different opinions on the origins of Freemasonry. Some believe that good organizations were taken over by evil people, and then others believe that Masonry was corrupt from the beginning. And they especially emphasize that Adam Weishaupt of the Illuminati went in and infiltrated the Masons in around 1776. What's your opinion of the original Masonic order? Was it good people that were taken over by evil people, or was it corrupt from the beginning?
Well, when it was in Egypt, I would say it was evil then. And when it was in Babylon, it was evil then. Semiramis was very evil. She was, you know, they're called the mystery religions for a reason. These are not anything to do with the Father in heaven or anything like that. So what it is Masonry is an organization designed to trap white Adamic men. It was a men's organization only, and it was a place where you could go and you could learn and this and that, but it turned into what happened is the way the Jews operate in the world is by two faces. There was a fellow that went to Israel and they didn't realize he wasn't one of them. And he realized that they put on one face for the world and one face when they are by themselves. That shows you, what shows you that, a typification of that would be the god Janus with two faces, if you've ever seen that god, or the two-headed eagle looking in two different ways, you know what I mean? But how the Jews operate is they always want to remain invisible. So we have a government in America and in the Israelite countries of the world. And that is a showpiece. It's not the hidden, it's the visible. The hidden really are the Jews and the Federal Reserve is what really controls our countries. We're under a stranglehold by this. So there's always the visible and the hidden with them. Two states, a state within a state. And that is exactly what they did with Freemasonry is Weishaupt supposedly was sent to do this from Rothschild, and Weishaupt was a Jesuit and a Catholic, but he was a Jew. So he was, you know, pretending he was a Catholic like many Jews do. They hide in Mother Babylon, you know, because that's Murano. Not a real Christian religion. Yeah, go ahead.
I just said a Murano.
Yeah, Murano means swine. A Murano Jew is somebody that what's very funny is that, speaking of this, because it just came up, people still believe that America was discovered by Columbus in 1492. But that's not true at all. The Jews in Spain at that time were forced to either convert to Catholicism or leave the country. Some of them pretended they converted but still practiced Judaism, which is not a religion. Judaism is anti-Christ all the way straight through it. It has nothing to do. Christianity did not, spawn out of Judaism. Judaism is not a holy religion. The books of the Talmud would make you sick if you read them. I've read a lot of this on my shows and proved this. Judaism is paganism. It is not a one God type of thing. There's very sick minds that wrote these books of the Talmud. And just so you'll know, they have
AOC
two different sects.
Woman?
AOC Cortez
woman?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, she bragged before the AIPAC that her people were Murano Jews that were pretending to be Catholic but Jewish when they came to this continent.
And that's what I was saying about Columbus.
It still is. You can watch it.
Yeah, when Columbus brought those three ships here, those were Jews being brought to this continent. There were whites here long, long before 1492. So that is not true that America was discovered in 1492 by Columbus. That was the year they were kicked out. Some of them went down to Sicily and so on and so forth. Now, another thing about her people is, she supposedly didn't know she was Jewish until she got into Congress. You know what I mean? Which is funny about that. But I've also read on my shows many articles where there is a lot of those people have race mixed with these people down in South America. And many, 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 many of them have Jewish blood running through their veins. There are more Jews in this planet than there are white people, I promise you that. And that's something that I've been coming to the conclusion. I asked the father about why these Italians, and these aren't the ones with the blonde hair and blue eyes, these are the ones that race mixed with Jews and Arabs and Negroes. These are the ones that came over here that are the darker ones. I call them
Italians.
Yes. And funny enough, later on I find out that Dr. Gale, Colonel Gale, he talked about this a little bit too, so he knew about it. And Comparay also talked about it as well, and I didn't even know that. See, I asked the father why these people that came from the P2, what happened was the first wave of Italians that came over here were blonde-haired, blue-eyed Italians, which are our people. But the second wave came through the P2 Lodge in Italy. They got these people from Sicily. These are the people that have Jew blood running through their veins. They brought them here to mix, and they brought them into the Irish neighborhoods and so on and so forth. And they've mixed a lot with our people. So without getting into this whole thing, this is something I have found out, that more people than you think on this planet are Jews. Where is Ishmael now? Ishmael seems to have disappeared. There's very few white people in the Middle East. Yet Ishmael had 12 sons as well. So they're all got big, long hook noses and everything else. And so a lot of them have been race mixed out of existence. And the Kurds used to be white as far as I know. And now they're not white anymore. And all the Spanish used to be white Spanish, and now look at them now. They're not all white. There's some white Spanish left from the Iberian continent. But these Jews have race mixed with every race in the world. So if Hitler had put them, what B.F. Jackson's book said is, since they don't have a life force in their blood and they don't have life force in their bone marrow, they have to race mix in order to keep their so-called race, it's really not a race, their people alive. So if Hitler were to put them, what B.F. Jackson said the same thing, that if they were to be put on an island like Madagascar, the race would stagger and die after a period of time, because vampires cannot live off vampires, as Benjamin Franklin said. They must subsist off Christian society. So it's interesting that even Freemasonry is involved in the underground of bringing the Mafia here. The Mafia is the Jews. So I wondered why. I said to myself, well, how is it possible that these people can come over here and kill without conscience? And then they pretend they go to the Catholic Church, all of them, right? And they go to Mama's for dinner. Now, this isn't all of your Italians. This is these people on the islands. Even the people in northern Italy don't believe that the people down, they know that they're all race mixed. So it's like I call it Little Jew York, Sicily. And I've done a couple of things on it, and I've shown you. If you ever see a picture of Carlo Gambino, you will see. If you can't see that's a Jew, you can't see. I'm dead serious. You need to see pictures of Carlo Gambino. And I suggest each and every one of you do that, and you'll say to yourself, wait a minute, that's not Italian. That's not a white man. So anyway, this is what I'm telling you about these types of things. Now let's talk about Freemasonry. What they do is they flatter people. They flatter, they're controlling the whole continent of the UK at this point. It's to the point in the UK where if you have a problem, you try to go to the police and the police won't report it. Because they're controlled by they're all Freemasons practically. The court system is the same thing. The judges, and this goes for America too, but the UK is strangleholded with this Freemasonry, which started in 1717 on that continent. And so basically, you can't really get justice in the UK anymore because there's nobody to go to. In America, the police forces are controlled. They're topped off by Jews, and many of them are Freemasons. And these type of organizations operate the same way the Jews do and the same way that Saul Alinsky did. The ends justify the means. Even the Jehovah's Witnesses are the same thing. See, if you don't deserve to know the truth, you know, you don't know the truth, then you don't deserve to be told the truth. So if you need to lie to get something done, then the ends justify the means. And you know that that's not right, and that's totally anti-Christ.
That's a concept that Adam Weishaupt taught.
Right. Right.
Let me ask you a question here. Many of the founding fathers were Masons. Was it different than the European version at that time, or was it the founding fathers corrupt?
Well, it's very interesting that you would bring that up. There's two sects of Freemasonry. There's more than this, but really the two major sects are the Scottish Rite, which was written by Albert Pike in America, and then there's the York Rite. There's also Memphis Mizraim, where you can go up to 90 degrees. And these are like Gnostic religions. And so these two compete with each other. So the lodges in America were fighting against one another, the English sort of ones and the French ones. The French one would be more like the York Rite, so to speak. But it was, the these people being part of these organizations, some of it is that they like to claim people are part of their organization when they're really not. George Washington said he hadn't gone into a Freemasonic lodge for 30 years. Whether, you know, whatever's true about that, you know, I don't know. But these people, you know, Thomas Jefferson was, you know, these people, Alexander Hamilton was half Negro, half Jew. That's why he was pro-bank. And he was fighting with Jefferson about the banks. And so there's a lot about these founding fathers that is very interesting. I had read something from Manly P. Hall's book, who is Freemasonry's greatest philosopher, about how this fella had come in on the balcony and nobody knew how he'd come in there. And it was the time when they were signing the Declaration of Independence. And this character, you'd really have to hear my show or read the book to really get the gist of the whole thing. But it's a mystery for sure who this character was. And I believe it's possible it's Lucifer. Now, let me just explain something about Freemasonry. Is when you go into Freemasonry, many people might only go for the first three degrees, which are the Blue Lodge. Just to be part of it, so that if you owned a business in the city and were a Freemason, you could get a lot of business because they knew you were a Freemason. So some people do it for this reason. But what had happened was when Adam Weishaupt got into this thing, what he did was he created a secret society within a secret society. Remember I said a state within a state? This is how the Jews work. So look at it this way. Why do you do something like that? Because the people that are the visible take the heat, like in our government, right? The politician takes the heat, and the Jew who's controlling it behind is invisible, so he doesn't do anything. They take all the heat. You understand? The visible is the one that gets punished for everything, and the invisible is working from the background. And only until recent times, which is now what Alice Bailey from the Lucius Trust wrote a book called The Externalization of the Hierarchy. What's going on now is the hierarchy are now, who were the invisible, are now stepping into the light because they believe they've got us by the tail. I don't know what you would want to call it, you know, got us by the, you know. And so
they got us anyway.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. So they feel like now we can come out into the open. Some of these are demonic entities that are coming out into the open and so on and so forth. That's what the externalization. You see, they're waiting for the Christ to show up. This is not Jesus Christ. Benjamin, what was his name? Benjamin Krem, talking about the Maitreya, the Christ who was to show up. Well, the funny thing about Freemasonry is I'll tell you all what the secrets of Freemasonry are. When you join Freemasonry, you are seeking for light. Light is intellect, like a light bulb that is above your head. When you have an idea, the light bulb lights. You become illumined. And Lucifer is known as the light bringer. he has one of the titles that Jesus has, which is the Morning Star. And so he is the light bringer. He is Prometheus, who stole the torch of illumination and brought it to mankind. It's the same old, same old. It's the woman in the harbor with the torch. It's the torch that you see in all the corporations, and on and on and on it goes. So they're seeking for intellect. They're not looking for wisdom like we seek wisdom from the Father. This is an imitation. Everything they do, the degrees going up, all have to do with the Prince of Jerusalem. Rebuilding, the Jews gave them the purpose of rebuilding Solomon's temple. Solomon is a hero to the Jews and to the Freemasons because he was the one who was the most wise man up until his time, and maybe even since his time, but he fell away from God. He fell away from Yahweh because the reason why that happened to him was that star that you see on the Jew flag, which I believe is the mark of the beast because it has 666 encoded in it. It's comprised of six lines and six pyramids and a six-pointed figure in the middle. And I'll tell you another place where I realized that 666 was. And I realized this. I knew it was there, but I didn't realize what it really means. Is in every code of the products you buy, there's two lines on the left, two lines in the middle, and two lines on the right. That's six lines. And they mean 666. That's what it means. But when you take those six lines, you can make that hexagram from that. You see what I mean? It's the same mark of the beast. It's just you took the lines apart and put two in on the left side, two in the middle, and two on the end. And I could talk more about these things, but here's what goes on in Freemasonry.
Let me ask you,
sure.
You mentioned the Blue Lodge and the first 3 degrees, but we often hear of things going on in the higher degrees in Masonry, especially the 32nd, 33rd degree. Would you comment on that?
Yes. It becomes, ironically, it becomes the Red Lodge when you go into the fourth degree. The Red Lodge, you get it? The Beast is red. Edom is red. The Tares are red, reddish-brown, right? The Red Terror, the Communist Reds, etc., etc. And so you, as you go up those degrees, you're asking the worshipful master for more light. And I have a book called The Hidden Life in Freemasonry. You could probably go online and put The Hidden Life in Freemasonry.pdf and come up with this book. I have the physical book and I have the PDF somewhere. In this book, it talks about they don't start knowing that it's Lucifer who's the light that they're seeking until about the 30th degree. So you cannot become a 33rd degree by asking to be a 33rd degree. It is something they have to ask you. You can, Billy Graham, who is a Jew, in case you people don't know that, his name was Billy Frank. He's a Jew. He's not what you think he is. And that's why he has deceived everybody. The media, who are the Jews, promoted him, and he was promoted by William Hearst. You remember Patty Hearst's father?
It was Bernard Baruch who sent him down to Hearst in the first place, and then when he left that meeting, Hearst put a two-word sentence out that said Puff Graham to all of his papers, but it was Bernard Baruch, the Jew, that was behind a lot of the presidents that originally sent him down there.
Yes, and during FDR's time, when FDR was out of town, Bernard Baruch was known as to be the president. He was that high in the, if you want to call it, order. You know, I've studied all this stuff. Robert Edwin Edmondson's book, I did a whole, I read the whole book practically, and it was a series that I did called Connecting the Dots. Amazing things were told in this book. This guy defeated, they tried to take him down, and this guy defeated the biggest Jews of his day. He was putting out all sorts of, he was fighting them literally. He's one of the American heroes that you will never have heard of, probably. I don't know about you, but, Mike, but I had never heard of him, but that wouldn't surprise me. But I don't think almost anybody. Elizabeth Dilling was at, in the similar time as that. She wrote books like The Red Network and so on and so forth. Amazing things were told at that time. This is before McCarthy, you know. But anyway, this communism, these Freemasons are communists, and they have been involved in all the communist revolutions. When you look at World War II, you're looking at FDR, who was part Jewish. He was a 33 degree. At one point, he was a 32 degree Mason. Then he became a 33 honorary, I believe. Then you have Uncle Joe, who is half Jewish and was married to a Jewess, Stalin. He was a Freemason as well. And then you have Churchill, whose mother was a Jewess, and her name was Jerry Jerome. And he was a Freemason as well. So we see Freemasonry has a lot to do with politics, has a lot to do with the revolutions that have taken place in our country, and of course in the destruction of Christianity. The one of the purposes of the Jehovah Witnesses and Freemasonry is to bring this one world religion into view and for, to make it happen. As a matter of fact, Albert Pike, in his letter to Mazzini, who was an Italian Freemason, and actually Mazzini means Mason, he talked about the three world wars, and the third world war was to be fought between the Muslims and the Christians. And it would be a social cataclysm. Does that sound familiar as right now? Is there a social cataclysm between the Masons, I mean, between the Muslims and the Christians? Yes, there is. They've brought this war to our country. What they did was they went over. The Jews want to restructure the Middle East. Netanyahu and another Jew, and I can't remember his name and never can remember it, they said that they're going to restructure the Middle East. They didn't ask anybody in the Middle East if they're going to, if they could or anything. They say they're going to do that. So they take our mercenary military that they're controlling here in America and in Britain and so on and so forth, and they go out and they force democracy down people's throat. And it's, Iraq is not liking the democracy right now. I want to explain one thing about democracy, and this has to do with the New Deal, is in the time of FDR, the rabbis were crying out, and this is from Robert Edward Edmondson's book, they were crying out to change our form of government from a Republican government to a socialized democracy. The definition of a socialized democracy, the definition of communism in the dictionary was a socialized democracy. So what I have found out, I also read Saul Alinsky's, half of Saul Alinsky's book to my audience on Faxon's Creed show, radio show. And in it, we found out that democracy is the government of the Jews and that democracy is not for white people, because the first democracy was in Germany and it was known as the Weimar Republic. It totally destroyed Germany in every way. Had the people eating out of the white people of Germany eating out of garbage cans and so on and so forth. Democracy is not for white people. It's, they want to come here, and these are the Israelite nations that we live in. We're called the haves, and they want to bring all the have-nots and give everything from the haves to the have-nots. This is the purpose of democracy. You can see that through the welfare system. They have social workers, you see. And so I didn't know. I was taught about the New Deal when I was in school, but I didn't really get it. And of course, they weren't telling me what the New Deal really was. I know what it is now. See, the Father's deal was good enough. And again, like Satan promised Eve, you could become as a god, right? Well, this new deal that they promised us turns into be a major nightmare. You see, because democracy is the form of government that the Jews have chosen for Jewish world domination. This is why they're making us shove democracy down every country's throat. We will bomb them into the Stone Age to bring them democracy. This is revolution. And everything the Jews do are revolution. Whether it was the summer of 69, the summer of love was a revolution. When you see Archie Bunker and you see his children, that was a division of the family there. That was caused in those years. That was another revolution. Like feminism is a revolution. Like China, they're trying to shove democracy down China's throat right now. Right? So the founding fathers said that democracy is the most vile form of government. Ben Franklin said it was two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for dinner. And that's exactly what it is. 51% of the people, if 51% of Americans say we believe all white people should be killed, then that's democracy.
We're here to work for theocracy. That's what our Redeemer taught us to pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And also, it says the kingdoms of this world are going to be dissolved when his kingdom comes. That includes the kingdom, or kingdoms synonymous with government, of the United States and every other country in the world. We want his rule, his laws.
Absolutely. And the Republic has led us to, you see, one of the things that the Jews have been doing and the Freemasons have been involved in, they would call it, if you ever read the 21 goals of the Illuminati, one of the first things is to destroy all the monarchies. Because, if, you know, when we as Israelites decided that we didn't want Yahweh as our king, and we hurt the Father by doing that, we also hurt ourselves greatly. We were given earthly kings, and not many of them were any good. But still, believe it or not, they were much better than democracy. Much better than even the Republic. So the Republic is a stepping stone to democracy anyway. Because the Constitution says that you have a right to worship Satan in our country. We don't want that. We don't want any of that. And so all I'm saying is, they're not going to have this New World Order, no matter what anyway, because Nimrod was not allowed to have it, and they're not going to have it. So they're just wasting their time, but they're causing all kinds of problems, and they're doing what Jews do. They corrupt. And what they do is, I came up with this thing from the Father, an equation, and this is exactly how it works. First, you corrupt. So corruption leads to chaos. And then chaos leads to judgment. The world is in chaos financially. The world is in chaos. When you are in hybrid and you are a race-mixed person, your blood is mixed. You are confused. You don't know who your people are. You are corrupted. You are in chaos because you don't know who you really are or who you belong to. And the body, the Jews that are the most race-mixed people in the world, they have the most diseases in the world. They have the most mental illness in the world. Eustace Mullins talked about how the first mental institute in New York was built for Jews. It's not for white people. You see, corruption, when you mix, I don't know, you know, who's listening to me out there, but if you've mixed your child, if you mixed your race with some other race, you've doomed that child. That child becomes an abomination. That child is not of the Father in heaven. He was not created. That child is not pure. It's a dog. It's an hybrid. The whole world is full of hybrids at this point. People that are race mixed. You wonder why the world is corrupted. That means it's corrupted. But now you know why. Because after enough corruption happens, it goes into chaos.
The Jew can control the mixed races. They're always afraid that a pure white man, pure Adamite, is going to wake up and raise up and do something about it. But they can control, like a bunch of goy cattle, the mixed races.
Yes. Well, here's the promise. Again, they're promising us peace. Now, what is the promise? What do we need to do to make this promise happen? Well, the first thing was to join the UN, and then there would be no more wars. But there's been more wars since the UN has been instituted than there were ever. But listen to this. They want all the races to mix and become one brown race. And then they said, then we will have racial peace because there'll be nothing to fight about. But there's a problem with that I, of course, have pointed out many times. You know what the most violent parts of the world are? You might say, oh, it's going to be Africa. No, not really. The most violent places in the world are in South America, where the brown people live. So here again, the Jews promising you that if you will just race mix and all become brown people, we will be one race. This is what the devil wants, because as long as the Adamic race is on this earth, there's a threat to the devil and his children. So they want us gone. And that would also prove that Yahweh was a liar, because Yahweh said he'd always keep a remnant. So if the devil could succeed in this type of a thing, then they would say, well, see, you know, this God is a liar, which we know he's not. Let me say one more thing about the Freemasons and the Watchtower. This is something I've discovered. And Comparé talked about this in his Revelation series, and it's very important for you to know. The name Jehovah is not Yahweh's name in any form or fashion. As a matter of fact, the name Jehovah is another name for the devil, another name for Baal. And before you get all upset about that, I'm going to tell you how the name came about. We're speaking about hybrids. The name came about is the Jews did, these Jewish rabbis back in the times long ago, did not want us to say the name Yahweh. They took the name out of the scriptures just a little over 6,800 times, and they replaced it with Lord, which is Adonai, and God. So when you're praying to the Lord, even though a Lord can mean an owner, if you look in your concordance, you'll find out that Lord means Baal. So when you're praying to the Lord, you're praying to Baal. No wonder us Christians have been destroyed over these many centuries and many millenniums. The Jews made sure that his name was not to be uttered. They said it was too holy to utter. So how the name Jehovah came into view is they used to have the Tetragrammaton, which is Yahweh's name, YHVH, but it wasn't a V really, because there was no such thing as a being. And so what they would do is under that name, they would put Adonai. So this, I believe it was a Catholic monk or some kind of a monk. I got to refresh myself on who this was, I remember. But what they did was they mixed the two names together to come up with Jehovah. So in other words, this is not Yahweh. Jehovah is not Yahweh whatsoever. I mean, you're not going to say, okay, what it means is like we took the devil's name Baal and mixed it with Yahweh's name and come out with Jehovah. That's what it really means. You don't do that. Like Judeo-Christian, those things don't go together. See, that's another hybrid priesthood, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Jewish version of Christianity. That's not the true version of Christianity any more than the Catholic Church is the true version, because it's also mixed with paganism, which is the same as Judaism. And so what I'm trying to tell you is these hybrid priesthoods or these hybrid people or these hybrid, anything that's hybrid, the Father told us not to mix seeds of the field. This, all these things were taught us by the fallen angels that taught our women how to put on makeup and how to work with the herbs, drakes and everything, you know, like do witchery, Wicca type stuff. And they taught us how to use the, make the weapons of war and so on and so forth. The Father did not want these things taught. Nevertheless, they have been. So this hybridism is all around you. You have hybrid drinks. Everything is a promotion of hybridism. That man is part bat, part man, right? The wolf man, he was bitten by a wolf, so he turns into a wolf. He's half wolf, he's half man. The Sphinx pyramids, it's half lion, half man. You dig? You know, think about what I'm saying. The whole world and Satan and all these different things, it's all hybridism. Because Satan himself, when you see Baphomet, that's how you say it, not Baphomet. It's a French word that the Knights Templars worship Baphomet, and they did homosexual acts and all kinds of things. Baphomet is both male and female. So that's why you have these gods in the world that are female gods and male gods, but they're all just the same, different names for the same god, Lucifer himself. That's what it really comes down to.
I was going to say that Yahweh's first law was kind after kind. As you said, everything's been distorted since then. We have a few minutes left. First, let me invite our listening audience, if they'd like to call and get in on tonight's program with questions or comments, you can call 877-924-7722, 877-YAHS-RACE, that's a toll-free number. But what I'd like to ask you, today is exactly 1 year until the 2020 election. Do you have any comments on it and the various influences that will be used to affect the results?
Well, what cracks me up, it's funny that you would mention that. Mr. Trump, I believe, is a Scottish Jew. He's surrounded, his family are all Jews, the same as Biden is a Jew. But you think he's a white man, and his whole family is married Jews. It's just going to be more of the same. I did a report on, I call him Mr. T-Rump. You know, there's Christians out there, they don't understand what's really going on, and they say, well, would Jesus vote for Donald Trump? Well, I'm going to tell you something about politicians. Real quick, I'll tell you this, unless somebody calls. See, the father said he hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans. And it's the same deeds why he, in Malachi, he closed down the Israelite priesthood. Is because as a priest, and this goes along with Freemasonry, I can explain you how this goes together too, is that when you're a priest, you are a servant to the people. As Jesus showed us that he was a servant, Yeshua. He was Yahweh in the flesh, in the Word of God. So what I'm saying is this, as a priest or as, you know, a pastor or whatever, you are a servant to the people. You're not lording it over on the people. Well, this is what the Nicolaitans did, and this is what the Israelite priesthood did near the end, and that's why it was shut down. Also, no more Aaron anyway. There were all Edomites and things going on, and people that were put in the priesthood in the ten tribe kingdom, they were putting in people that weren't qualified to be pastors and so on and so forth. So the deeds of the Nicolaitans are to lord it over the people. Well, the politician is the same exact thing. See, because in Israel, in America, we have separation of church and state, but in Israel, you notice how the Pharisee Jews ruled. They were both the politicians and the priesthood. They were one and the same. But here, we have separation of church and state, they say anyway, and yet Israel is really everything to do with our politics. But these people are supposed to be elected by the people to serve the people's will. Right?
Pardon me, David, but they're lording it over on the people. We have a caller, and we only have a few minutes left, so let me answer this call.
Okay.
Rochester, New York, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Is that me that's on the line with you?
Yes.
Oh, hello, Mike, and hello, guest. I was trying to listen to your show tonight on shortwave, and it's very statically. I can barely hear anything, but I know it's very interesting. I heard some of the comments. But, sir, can you tell me what your name is, and is there like a contact number I can call you? And also, Mike, I want to probably get a CD of this show.
Okay, we'll have
CDs
available.
Okay, my name is David James. Oh, okay, go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I was just saying, every program we have CDs available after they're cleaned up, and we also post it on the internet.
Okay, my name is David James, and my website is davidjamesboston.com. davidjamesboston.com. You can find my contact information there. You can hear my archives of all my shows. I have several radio shows and a news, you know, a couple of news shows and many teachings and so on and so forth. And so you can contact me on there. My email address is davidjamesboston@gmail.com.
Michael, I got to ask you one quick question. September 15th, I sent an order with Kingdom Identity Ministries. It was a check in there for $22. It's still lost or hasn't been delivered. So then what I did was, last week I sent the Priority Mail a little thing to you, and I called the tracking number this morning. It says it's been picked up at the hub. So I don't know if you got it. So there may be something going wrong with the mail service with my mail coming into your place. Can you look into that for me? My name is Walt from New York State.
Yeah, we'll check that. Sometimes my secretary picks up mail, and sometimes I do. As far as I know, we generally get it, but there is problems out there, as you can imagine.
Okay, can I ask a question about the Bible? We have enough time yet to do that?
Well, sure. We're just about out. Actually, we are out of time, so.
Okay, well, I'll speak to David about this another time. Nice meeting you, David, and thank you, Michael.
Nice meeting you, too.
Thank you for calling, and I'd like to thank David for being on the air tonight. It was a very interesting program, but as I said, we're just out of time, so we're going to have to put on the closing announcement here, and we hope to have you back in the future. Thank you again.
Thank you.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you were fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.